to Daily News via remote. I'm Laurel Berman. India on Sunday set a coronavirus record when it reported over 78,700 new infections in 24 hours, the world's highest single-day rise, even as it continued to open up its economy. Home to 1.3 billion people, India is already the world's third most infected nation with more than 3.5 million cases behind the U.S. and Brazil. It has also reported more than 63,000 deaths, according to the official health ministry toll. The U.S. set the previous record on July 17th with over 77,600 daily infections. In his regular monthly radio address on Sunday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi did not comment on the milestone, but called on Indians to observe safety measures such as wearing masks and staying 2 yards away from others. Experts warn that while a rise in testing in recent months was encouraging, more needed to be done to capture the scale of the pandemic in the world's second most populous nation. The virus has badly hit big cities such as Mumbai and New Delhi, but it's now also surging in smaller cities and rural areas. Global coronavirus infections soared past 25 million Sunday as countries around the world further tighten restrictions to try to stop the rampaging pandemic. Even nations such as New Zealand and South Korea, which had previously brought their outbreaks largely under control, are now battling new clusters of infections. On the other side of the world, Latin America, the worst hit region, was still struggling with its first wave, with COVID-19 deaths in Brazil crossing 120,000, second only to the U.S. And meanwhile, masks will become mandatory from Monday on public transport in New Zealand, and tightened curbs kicked in on Sunday in South Korea. This is VOA News. Nearly 843,000 people have died of COVID-19 globally, and with no vaccine or effective treatment yet available. Despite these numbers, there has been a steady opposition to lockdowns and social distancing measures in many parts of the world, often because of their harsh economic costs. But resistance has also come from the extreme right and left of the political spectrum, as well as from conspiracy theorists and anti-vaccine campaigners. In Berlin this weekend, thousands gathered to march against coronavirus restrictions, but police later stopped the rally because many were not respecting social distancing measures. Protesters waved German flags and shouted slogans against Chancellor Angela Merkel, slogans often used by the far-right Alternative for Germany party. Many carried placards promoting debunked conspiracy theories about vaccines, face masks, and 5G communications. Similar protests were held in London and Zurich, where some carried signs supporting a far-right movement which promotes theories about Satan worshiping and deep state plots. And though the Tour de France set off from the French Riviera on Saturday, it starts 2 months later than planned, and with the French sport minister not ruling out the cancellation of the event because of the coronavirus. Thousands of Shiite pilgrims wearing gloves and masks flooded Iraq's holy city of Karbala on Sunday to mark Ashura in one of the largest Muslim gatherings since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Ashura, on the 10th day of the mourning month of Muharram, commemorates the killing of the Prophet Muhammad's grandson Hussein at a battle in 680 AD. Typically, millions of Shiites from around the world flock to the Golden Dome Shrine, where Hussein's remains are buried, to pray and cry shoulder to shoulder. But with coronavirus numbers spiking across the globe, this year's commemoration is subdued. A Czech delegation arrived in Taipei Sunday in the second highest profile foreign visit to Taiwan this month, a setback for China's campaign to keep the island isolated from the rest of the world. The 90-member group landed 2 weeks after U.S. Health Chief Alex Azar marshaled the highest-level mission to Taiwan by Washington since it switched diplomatic recognition to Beijing in 1979. Beijing has described the Czech's visit as a despicable act which damages Chinese-Czech relations. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.